afternoon, gardeners. You're listening to Garden Planet with Selena and Karen.
Hi, guys.
Hi. What beautiful weather we're having, Karen.
Yes, and it's definitely improving.
Time to get out and visit some lovely gardens, which our show is going to be about.
Yes, that's right. Things have definitely settled down. I don't mind crazy weather because I'm a bit crazy myself, but... if you're planning a trip or a ramble or something like that, it is nice to be able to go and not be slaughtered by the wind and rain, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can actually enjoy, you know, the garden. So what have you got?
Okay. I think, yeah, it's a good time. It's safe to be out. We're level one. So all around the country, I've been going on some trips. I don't know about you.
Yes, I do recall you saying a few weeks back you went to, was it Tauranga?
Yes, Tauranga.
I was listening.
Yes. So I might talk a bit about what I got up to there.
Yes, please, because I did ask you and you go, oh, I'll tell you on the show.
And then a couple of shows.
So here
later.
We are.
Here we are. So it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
That my garden club, the Te Aritu Floral and Garden Club, no, Floral Circle, sorry, just get the right name.
Are they two different things? Are they?
Well, the traditional name is Te Aritu Garden and Floral Circle.
That's
But I just call it the Garden Club because that's what it is.
Yeah,
anyway,
true.
It's been going for years and years, and a lot of the ladies, it's mostly ladies because of the floral aspect, have been doing this every year. They decide on a garden trip over a weekend in usually October, November. And so we all put our names down for it, and then we hop on a bus, and then we go visit some gardens maybe an hour or two away from Auckland.
Well, it is like the ideal time to see a garden in flower, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Spring. So,
yeah.
So how many gardens did you check out?
We visited about seven. Six.
Okay.
Seven.
Yes, it's all coming back. I think you asked me to come along and I was like, how many? Oh, yeah, no thanks. My concentration after about three is gone. But I'm sure some stood out though for you, eh?
It was amazing. So it was over Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we spaced out the gardens.
Yeah.
It's not like one after the other after the other.
So
heading to Tauranga. We stopped off at Morrinsville.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been there.
Of course.
You have.
I'm from the Waikato.
You're around that way.
Yeah. I'm familiar with Morrinsville. A dairy farming, but I'm sure there's some ladies that are passionate about gardening around there, or gentlemen.
Well, we didn't stop there for very long because we are on a mission, and so we just stopped for our coffee.
Sounds like the Morrinsville I know then.
We saw lots of cows, arty cows. For some reason. They're just all along the main street centre. But also on the main street, they have lovely floral displays, in baskets, hanging baskets and pots.
They have that in Otrahonga too.
Yeah.
They have lots of hanging baskets.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because hanging baskets do require a bit of maintenance, and I think it's really cool that they go the effort to do that, actually.
Yeah.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
All along the main street.
So pretty.
So when I think back, my main street, or around Henderson, it is nice. There is a bit of colour in
there
the
There is. Henderson's not too bad.
Yeah. And we do make the effort, and I do see the council workers maintaining the roundabouts and everything.
And it's nice to have the tree line down the middle. I really like that about Henderson.
So
that you don't often see that anymore just because trees are a hassle.
Yeah, so
according to the council.
It gives you a bit of love for your own suburb or town.
Yeah.
And to see what goes on in other little small towns around.
Oh, I notice things like that. And I reckon even if you're not like a flower person, you know, I think you can feel it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's pretty.
They had these big towers of pots, like going up, and each one was planted, so it was like pots inside pots inside pots.
Oh, cool.
And so it was a bit sort of upright and just on the main street, you know, little corners.
Oh,
so
nice.
That was cool. And yeah, just on the edges and the corners of the pedestrian crossings, you had like little flower, like everywhere.
Like the towers, flower towers.
Yeah.
Flower towers. I started
Maybe we should do something on the Sky Tower.
But the bottom pot would have to be really, really big though, eh?
Yeah, it was like a half wine barrel or something.
Oh, yeah.
So original.
You've inspired me already.
Original ideas.
Maybe I should have come along and taken a day off.
Yeah. Mm. And then we went on to the main big smoke itself, which, you know, Tauranga is, you know, getting up there in population.
It is. It's actually quite a sizable city now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was amazed at how big some of the sections are, and then how amazingly big some of the trees are, like in the older parts of town.
Oh, right.
Because coming from Auckland, we're getting quite overcrowded, I would say, with all the influx and, you know, development going on. But Tauranga is
still spacey.
Spaced out. You kind of have the sense that it's not all being filled in yet.
Yeah.
So the gardens have a bit more space in the older parts of town. Not so that much the recent newer areas.
Yeah, like if you were to go to the newer developments, say like up around Papamoa Ways and all that, I think the sections are a lot more simple and smaller.
Yeah,
it seems to be the trend. As I say, a lot of people just don't seem to have time or interest for gardening as they did maybe when, you know, in older generations, especially my parents, you know, everyone.
My parents.
Even
as
if
well.
You weren't a, say, gardener.
Yeah.
Everyone had a garden, though.
Yeah, everyone had
with at least one lemon tree and one rose.
Exactly. So we saw a variety of different sized sections which had gardens. So a lot of the retired people would downsize to a smaller section to make it easier for them to handle. And it's amazing what you can do in a small section.
Yeah.
So we saw quite a few smaller gardens and like every inch was covered with flowers.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you did have everyone had the quarter acre section, what would happen? That was where lawns came in.
Yes.
And you'd have your beautiful lawn just with some garden sort of around the edge or maybe a plot in the middle or whatever, and that, and the rest was lawn. But, I mean, who can be stuffed with lawns these days? We've had that discussion.
I know.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm just mowing mine all the time at the moment. Like, it's after work, it's like, oh, better get the lawnmower out, you know? Yeah, which is, it's not too bad, but. Yeah. For a lot of people, I've probably got a bit more time than most people. Yeah. I've only got one child. Yeah. I work part-time. Who needs it?
I mean, then as people get older and maybe they get widowed or their children move out and they don't have the labour force.
Exactly. The realities of it all are very real
so
for a lot of people.
So doing without a lawn is a time saver and you can have more time to be a bit creative with your
And were their gardens kind of landscaped? Like
no, a lot of the ones we saw were garden club member gardens, so they actually did their own gardens. They were not like landscape designer affairs.
They were just like simple. But that's all right. A small-scale garden can be just as stunning and interesting as a professionally landscaped affair, you know?
Yeah, so very colourful. I mean, the gardens that we looked at, of course, were very floriferous.
So is that even a word?
Flowerful.
It is. Oh, okay.
Floriferous.
I just had to. And is Tauranga like hilly, like Auckland, or is it more flat sort of?
It has hilly areas and then flat areas.
Oh, so it's like Auckland then. Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And there were beach side properties, which they generally don't have much garden on the beach ones, as those owners tend to not, you know, be there a lot.
And also that's a different type of gardening as well, like your beachside gardening. It's a bit more exposed and whatnot.
So Yeah, what I took away from that is very creative. A lot of, as mentioned before, like with the hanging baskets going up with the vertical, like some had like arbors and structures where they could hang things off.
Yeah. I think that's a nice thing to do on a flatter section. Yeah. I like having like variation and height. Actually, that's when we do plan of the week. The plant I'm discussing is, I've just planted one. I did that specifically for its height because even though I'm on a sloping section, I like to see variety of, so that's cool.
It gives you a bit of, change.
When you see like a city silhouette, like all the different, there's a
skyline.
Word for, it's like a nice sort of shape.
Yeah, silhouette.
Yeah, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's just my personal. I would have, appreciated seeing those.
They do still love their roses in Tauranga. There's a rose garden in the sort of the main part of town.
Oh, yeah. Did you check that out?
Yes, but I would say, Karen, I will report back, they were not as spectacular as the Te Awamutu ones
all right.
from last year. So.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that, being a Te Awamutu girl.
But next door to those rose gardens was like a little mini winter garden.
Oh.
Like the subtropical house in the Auckland Domain, you know that one? All the ferns and the, you know, exotic tropical plants. So that was pretty amazing. On the outside,
that's a bit random, isn't it? Were you
look
expecting
like much?
That?
No, I thought, oh, what's this shed next door to the rose gardens?
Yeah, they've got one in Wellington too. I think it was recently vandalised, which was not good to hear. Was it Wellington? I'm not sure, but some people.
Oh, no.
What should we do this weekend? Oh, let's go vandalise the local winter garden and steal stuff.
No, it was quite a surprise to go in there because they had orchids under glass. Like, they were displayed beautifully, but you couldn't touch them because they were like...
Wow.
Behind a glass, like in a jewellery store.
How did that make you feel?
I don't know.
Like, you understood maybe what they were doing because, of course, there'd be people that go, I want to touch it.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. But then at the same time, you're like, you know, I can't quite... grasp the entire beauty of it with it being behind a shield.
But you know how expensive they would be because there was those orchids are just...
There'd be some real prized ones in there.
So a nice surprise, that little subtropical garden.
Yeah, cool.
And then outside it had like huge... There was this huge cactus-type plant. I don't know what the name of it was, but... It was just a triffid, like a huge monster plant. And because it had, maybe because it likes the heat next door to the house.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, I don't know, it was like amazing.
Cactuses are random though. They do just sort of pop up anywhere. I've got them growing in shade at my house and they're perfectly happy. as long as they keep going upward. Funny creatures, cactuses.
Another one I'll mention, we did get out into the countryside and there was an amazing homestead garden a bit further along, homestead like in the country setting, and it had ponds and beautiful trees and flowers and everything. I don't know if you've seen Ely's, which is one of Auckland's best gardens, but it was kind of like that. It was like a park-like setting, and you could get married there. Like, she had weddings there, and she did all of it herself, which was amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
From just bare paddocks.
Oh, wow.
It was
what an achievement.
Amazing, that one. It was called, what was it called? Just look at my notes. For those of you who might be interested in that one, it was called Maywood Homestead Country Garden.
Oh, okay.
In Whakamarama.
Okay.
So maybe Google that one.
Yeah.
And it had sort of native bush surrounding it, but it was like a lifetime's labour of love, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful garden, and she was so knowledgeable about all the plants.
So how old is she?
She would say, I would maybe picture in her 60s, 70s.
So it really is a lifetime of work. Yeah. So she's lived there most of her life, or all of her life.
Yeah. She's widowed, but she probably did have her husband helping her, like, in the early days. But just amazing.
What a lovely way to cherish your loved one as well, is just continue on that legacy like that.
Yeah,
that's nice.
So I would actually give that a 5 or 6 star rating from my, like, stars that I give out.
Maywood
Homestead Country Garden.
Okay.
And talking about 5 and 6 stars, you know there is a star rating for gardens?
No.
No, well, in New Zealand we have the New Zealand Gardens Trust, and I wanted to share a little bit about that.
Okay.
It was first set up maybe about 40, 50 years ago by some dedicated garden owners who banded together to form this trust so they could, you know, exchange ideas and things and support each other because they had gardens to look after and also visit each other's gardens and get ideas and things.
Mm-hmm.
And
nationwide?
Yeah, nationwide. Yeah. And so it's grown to now that it's called the Official New Zealand Gardens Trust, and 112 gardens have joined it. And they have, like, conferences every year and stuff. But they also get assessed, like, every 3 years and given star ratings. So then people are assured that if they visit these gardens that they're, like, up to standard.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Well,
it's good to know. Like, especially if you've, like, come from far.
So it's like the hotels or restaurant ratings. They have 3 to 6 star ratings,
and it's assessed by professionals.
They will go around, like, set on a 3-yearly basis, and they sort of rate it on the design, the plantings, the maintenance of the lawns, and, like, the facilities available for visitors.
What's the rating system called?
Well, it's just a star rating. It's sort of like they do it kind of like an audit.
So is it like the trust? What was the trust? The
New Zealand Gardens Trust.
So it'll be like if you were to go to one of these places and it said we have, they would put that on their website if it's a if it's a good rating. That would be something like worth sharing.
Look for the blue symbol and it has, like, the stars on it. It's this, it's like a quality mark.
Yeah,
you know
how
the tourist operators have that quality mark or qual mark where they have, like, 5 or 3 stars.
I know, but I don't really get that enough. I don't know. I've never really noticed.
No.
To be honest. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. And so they would open the gardens up. You can, they'll be on the website. There's a website you can go to called New Zealand Gardens Trust or gardens.org.nz. You'll have it all on there.
Yeah.
And then you can contact the owners. And they're usually open from October to May, which is our garden, when the gardens are at their best to view.
Mm.
And you can go either, you do a book, like, by appointment, just ask the owner if you'd like to visit. Or sometimes they do, like, tours for groups. So you just need to kind of contact the owner if you want to visit those gardens.
And can the owners, like, if they get, like, a star rating that they're not happy with or they expect more, can they dispute it and go, well, you know, like, do they have the right to do that? Or is,
I suppose there's a bit of that going
on.
Yeah,
I'm sure there is,
Because
it sounds like it's quite, like, a competitive or...
I don't know.
Like, they take it quite seriously,
it
which is cool.
Be. Yeah.
You know?
So the 6-star gardens are ones that they deem as internationally significant.
Oh, right. So this Maywood one, did they get 6 stars?
Actually, this one didn't have any star rating at all because it's not on the radar of the New Zealand Gardens Trust, but I think it could
be. I reckon.
Yeah.
Sounds like it could.
Yeah. But those that are 6 stars are well known throughout the world and people come from overseas to just be there.
That's cool.
And then 5 stars, it's, like, nationally significant. And then 4 stars regionally significant, and then 3 stars, like, worth a visit. So,
okay.
And my garden would probably be, like, 2 stars.
I reckon it's definitely worth a visit.
Aww.
I love your garden.
So that's kind of a little bit about you know, gardens to visit.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for sharing that. I learnt a lot. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe next time you offer, or someone offers, I may just take up that opportunity and go and check it out.
Mm.
And check out, how many stars? Are there many of those internationally recognised gardens in New Zealand?
I noted some down, which are sort of close to where we are, but we could go visit. And as I mentioned earlier, Earley's, which is out at Whitford, sort of South Auckland way. There's one in Riverhead called Mincha.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like an English country-style garden, like you would be like walking into, say, a Jane Austen-type setting.
Oh, cool.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
One up your mum's way, up at Warkworth Way, is Omeo.
Okay.
It's a sort of a private garden, but you can actually stay there. It's got accommodation.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful, like in the native backdrop.
Yeah.
Six star. Also, Hamilton Gardens is six star rated.
Oh,
did you know? It's amazing.
I love the Hamilton Gardens. Yeah. I'm not surprised. Yeah, that's a great day.
Yeah, and Larnac Castle down in Dunedin.
Oh,
beautiful garden.
Oh, nice.
I mean, not just for the castle, but the garden is amazing.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
So those are the six star ones.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Thanks for that information, Selena. So it's time for Plant of the Week in case we don't get time for it, but we will.
Of all the saddest words that I have ever heard, the saddest is a story told me by a bird. You'd spend about an hour chatting with a flower, and here's the tale the flower told. Quote, I'm a lonely little petunia and an onion patch.
The bungalow palm.
The bungalow palm.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why? Okay. The bungalow palm, in case for those listeners that are
scratching their heads.
Okay. It's one of those palms that you see around that's really, really tall and stately. It's got like a long, slender trunk.
Yeah.
With just, it's just a typical, if you know when you're like a kid and you draw palm trees and like
is it like one of those Hollywood ones?
Yeah, it's like the Hollywood palm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And I decided I would get one for my garden because I just thought, why not?
You want it to be exotic.
I've been doing quite a bit in my garden with it being spring, and I'm like panic. Ah, I've got to get all these things done before it gets hot.
Yeah.
And one of the things I did was I've been for years trying to get, I've forgotten the name of it. What do you call it? Guava. My little guava. I'm not even going to call it a tree. It's like a shrub, and it just is not happening. I've given up, but I didn't want to kill it.
Oh.
It's still alive, and there's hope. So I've transplanted it to another area in my garden that's a little shadier. I talked to the South African in the house where guavas grow prolifically in South Africa. He's the one that wanted it in the first place.
Oh, okay.
So I said, what's happening with this? What am I supposed to do with this thing? You know, it's not happening where I've stuck it. And he said, oh, they normally like it like under a bit of dappled sort of shade where it's like really humid. So I said, all right, well, that's great. I'll move it down to where the garage is I cut down my peach tree where obviously it wasn't doing well and it was too humid and getting diseased and not producing and anything. So I'll keep you posted and let you know how the guava's going down there. Where the guava was is up on the hill. So I've decided to stick a big palm tree there because I just thought it would look really cool as a silhouette in the distance as the sun sort of goes down. I thought that it could be quite fun.
Karen, when I'm coming down to your street, would I be able to see it from the road and go, there's Karen's house?
Maybe in like 5 to 10 years, all going well.
Okay.
Okay. And the other reason I chose this plant was because I didn't want to shade out everything as well with a big tree. So it'll provide a little bit of shade, but not like too much for me. So I've still got that light coming onto the property. So this stately and graceful specimen, the Australian bungalow palm, is also referred to as the king palm. It originated in Australia from the land bridge created 45,000 years ago by the receding ocean levels during the last glacial. So a land bridge meaning, do you know what a land bridge is? I learned that this morning. A narrow connection between otherwise separate areas over which animals and plants are able to cross and colonise new lands.
Okay.
So these palms were obviously, you know, typically...
we want to come over
on
to
a
Australia.
Sandy stretch somewhere joining lands together. And its most probable native environment in prehistory is said to be Indonesia. And Indonesia is just above Australia. So that's how it came to be in the Australian palm. The bungalow palm can grow over 20 metres tall.
Okay, I will see it from the
room. So all going well. It's doing well at the moment. It's only a metre high at the moment. Okay. But it can grow like really fast. I've Googled it. We'll see. It has a violet flower and has red fruits, which are attractive to birds, which is cool. It has evergreen foliage and it flowers around midsummer. The bungalow seeks a good water supply, so I'm a little bit like, because mine's on a hill that's like exposed. But if I just give it plenty of water in the summer, I'm sure it's going to be hokey mire, it'll be fine. And it's New Zealand, so it's not Australia or
Is a bit damper than Australia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if it can grow like on a land bridge with like ocean on either side, I've got high hopes for this. But often you will find it in ravines and grottos, like it's well populated in those sorts of areas.
Yeah.
It prefers a warm position with bright filtered light and despite seeking out water, as with many plants, prefers a moist rather than wet soil mix.
Mm-hmm.
If you are after a continued lush growth, it is recommended to liquid feed during spring and summer. And so that's that. However, as dignified as the bungalow palm is, it has actually become a noxious weed in many areas, particularly that of Brazil. The palm is commonly used as an ornamental plant there and has now become an invasive species, profiting from the local extinction of the endangered native palm because they're cutting all that down.
Oh.
Yeah. And even down underways in Aotearoa, the bungalow palm. I didn't realise this when I planted. I've only just realised this after doing up my research. Could have the potential to invade native forests since it has the same ecological requirements as the native kneecow.
Oh, and I thought about the kneecows that were...
Here in Auckland, the regional council has included the bungalow on a list of plants requiring further research on their potential to adversely affect the environment.
Oh.
Anyway.
And who sold you that
I've
one?
Only bought Kings. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our very special...
Look, we're not cutting down, like, all our natives and like they are in Brazil. So, you know...
Maybe they can coexist.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's like... I'm sure we would have heard about it by now. I've heard about other noxious plants a lot more than the bungalow. I'd never heard of the bungalow until I went shopping at King's, so there you go.
As long as it's not Phoenix, Pum.
Phoenix is one, is it, to watch out for?
Well, it's already been... those vicious thorns and those like huge pineapple-shaped ones.
Right, okay.
Yeah, no, don't
okay, are those the ones that they've got along outside the Trust Arena?
Yes.
Oh, I like those. Okay.
But they're
right, so that's that. We are fast running out of time as usual. So I'm glad I got to bring that in.
Oh, I'm going to look out for that palm in 20 years' time.
I'll let you know. Just a lone palm, it'll be fine. No natives around.
Okay.
It's all good. Maybe I should pair it up with a kneecow and do a competition.
Yeah.
See which one wins.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Happy gardening, everyone, and ramble around and visit some more.
I hope you learned something today. I certainly did.
Yeah.
See you all.
Bye for now.